time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Bears on Sunday afternoon.
Just help out there. Get back in the swing of things. I had a great week of preparation. We're excited to have him back.
Derrick, what worked for you guys offensively today? Obviously, scoring has been rough here recently, but it wasn't a problem for you guys today.
We were executing. We were able to get in drives, get some plays going, have some explosive playmakers making plays. Super did a great job finding them. We got down there a couple of times where we came up short, got to turn those into touchdowns. But overall, I felt like we got the momentum, got in the rhythm, was able to put some points up.
What do you say about Tyler Huntley, the way he ran the offense?
Oh, he did great. I mean, we saw it throughout the week. We knew he would have a great game just about the preparation throughout the week and, how he was operating, throwing the ball. He just looked good all week. So we knew coming in the game, he was going to have a good one.
How good does it feel just to get the win, just to get that
base? I feel better than the loss, I tell you that. We didn't have, but, yeah, just proud of everybody. All the hard work, like I said, in preparation this week. It was great to put all the work in, let it pay off with a victory.
Derrick, that was the first touchdown against the Bears. Passed Walter Payton's career touchdown runs, your fifth all-time now. What does that mean for you, moving up on that list?
Like I said in the interview earlier, I'm trying to be so appreciative, but all I can think about is some of the runs in the game that I like to have back, but I'm always going to pay homage to the ones that came before me. Such a cool thing. I've been blessed with the teammates and coaches I had throughout the years to reach that milestone, but still more to do and looking forward to being better.
Derrick, especially how far Keaton Mitchell has come since the injury and then coming back and kind of waiting his turn. How much did it mean to you guys to see him make some big plays there late in the fourth quarter?
Oh yeah, it was huge for us. Wink, calling Wink with that speed, I'm sure everybody knows that, and you've seen it out there. So very proud of him getting the opportunities that he had, taking advantage of them, and there'll be plenty more to do. He'll have a job today.
Coach Harbaugh said at the podium that he saw you at the end of the game, kind of not super elated with a win, and insinuating that there's probably more to look forward to. Take us through the mindset there at the end of the game.
I'm just my worst critic of myself, very critical of myself, and it's not anybody else, it's just me, battling myself and my thoughts, so it's just mad at myself, but I'll get through it, watch the film, move past it, even though it'll be hard, but just get ready for Miami. It's going to be a quick turnaround, so got to lock in on that one, got to flush this one.
Especially, with the turnover struggles in the last month or so, how nice is it in what was mostly a close game for most of it to see zero turnovers given up this week?
Yeah, I think we always say we take care of the ball and we keep the ball on our side and we give ourselves the best chance to win the game. And, like over the past couple of weeks, self-inflicted wounds, and, we want to, those not to happen just so we put ourselves in position to win. And so everybody did a great job doing that today.
All right, thanks, Derrick.